Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order: Why Nations Succeed and Fail. By Ray Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates. Published, 2021. The Core Proposition. The rise and fall of great powers is not random chance but follows a predictable 250-year big cycle. By studying the Dutch, British, and American empires over the past five centuries alongside China as the ascendant challenger, Dalio constructs a systematic framework for understanding global power transitions, equipping individuals, businesses, and nations to survive and thrive through paradigm shifts. Five core insights. 1. The big cycle. History is not a straight line, it's a loop. Dalio's big cycle theory posits that an empire's arc from birth to decline passes through three acts: the rise, investment in education, innovation, productivity, growth, trade expansion, military strength, reserve currency status, the top, excessive borrowing, wealth polarization, social fragmentation, external challenges, the decline, debt crisis, internal conflict, external war power transition. Dalio demonstrates that these three acts have played out with remarkable symmetry across the Dutch, British, and American empires. The United States currently sits at the late top, transitioning toward decline, while China is firmly in its rise. This is the tectonic reality underlying every headline you read today. 2. Three interlocking cycles drive everything. Dalio identifies three mutually reinforcing cycles as the deep engines of history. First, the long-term debt and capital markets cycle. Typically 50 to 75 years, debt accumulates, central banks print money, currency devalues, wealth is redistributed. Second, the internal order and disorder cycle, widening inequality, populist backlash, political polarization, possible civil conflict or revolution. Third, the external order and disorder cycle, rising power challenges, incumbent trade friction, technology decoupling, possible hot war. When all three cycles peak simultaneously, the world order turns, and Dalio argues we are at precisely such a confluence today. 3. Reserve currency, the crown that doubles as a poison. Dalio devotes extensive analysis to the peculiar double-edged nature of reserve currency status. On one hand, issuing the world's reserve currency, the guilder, then the pound, now the dollar, allows a country to borrow cheaply, import freely, and wield financial sanctions as a weapon. On the other hand, it is a trap, because the world demands your currency, you must perpetually export capital and run ever larger trade deficits, which eventually hollows out your manufacturing base. The United States has been living this paradox since the 1970s, manufacturing offshoring, stagnating middle-class incomes, populist anger, deepening social fracture. Dalio views this as the fate of every reserve currency empire. The privilege of printing money eventually kills the capacity to create real wealth. 4. The eight power metrics. Dalio deploys a quantitative dashboard of eight indicators to track a nation's position in the big cycle: education quality, innovation and technology, global competitiveness, economic output, share of world trade, military strength, financial center status, and reserve currency status. His central finding is visually stunning. When these eight curves are plotted across time for the Netherlands, Britain, and America, their shapes are nearly identical, they simply offset by roughly two centuries each. China's composite score across all eight metrics is closing fast on America's, though it still lags substantially in reserve currency status and financial center depth. 5. The U.S.-China dynamic as a historical pattern, not an anomaly. Dalio refuses to analyze U.S.-China relations through the lens of daily news cycles. Instead, he positions the rivalry within the context of 16 prior power transitions across five centuries. The pattern is always the same: incumbent, America, versus rising power, China, competing across five battlefields: trade, technology, capital, geopolitics, and military. Dalio lays out five possible war scenarios, escalating from trade war to technology war to capital war to proxy war to direct hot war, and argues that whether the worst outcome is avoided depends on the wisdom of leaders and the self-correcting capacity of both societies. His most sobering observation: this is not a clash of civilizations but the big cycle playing out yet again. Every incumbent power has faced a challenger at exactly this stage of its arc. Practical significance. The changing world order offers a God's eye view of human affairs. It allows the reader to step back from the noise of daily headlines and perceive the direction of the deeper currents. Dalio does not forecast specific events, he readily concedes that nobody can, but he provides an observational framework analogous to a meteorologist who cannot predict rain on a specific day 3 months out, yet can tell you with confidence whether you are entering the rainy season or the dry season. For investors and decision-makers, the book's core message is the indispensability of diversification and the urgency of preparing for a paradigm shift.
Published in 2021, its warnings about inflation, debt crises, and U.S.-China decoupling have been validated with uncanny precision in the years since, only strengthening the credibility of Dalio's framework.
Conclusion.
The Changing World Order is the capstone of Dalio's trilogy and by far its most ambitious volume.
If Principles is a personal operating system and Big Debt Crises is an economic cycle map, then this book is a navigation system for the entirety of human civilization.
It took 5 years of research and synthesizes history, economics, and political science into a single integrated lens. For anyone trying to understand the global upheavals of the 2020s, it is among the most important books written this decade.